This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, everybody calm, stay calm, it's all going to be okay. Kate Delaney, we're going to swing in a lot of different directions here, meaning we'll go coast to coast and everywhere in between. The conversation is, transition is the word, and that's the conversation. What's going to happen in this transition of power between Obama and Donald Trump? Well, nothing specifically on the Obama side. They've already met. And it's off to the future for Barack Obama. It's what now, passing the torch, is Donald Trump going to do? It's interesting because it's kind of like a revolving door, a cattle call of conversation. Trump Tower is where all the meetings are taking place in New York with potentials. 4,000 jobs have to be filled, but really only the top jobs is what Trump has to be concerned with. So President-elect Donald Trump is meeting with his transition team and others to decide who's going to be in his cabinet. Earlier in the week, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, political fundraiser Steve Mnuchin, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio were part of the crew. Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, also at Trump Tower. So what are the choices? They're not really officially announced yet at this point. Trump, Mike Pence have been reviewing a number of people for key jobs because they got to fill these huge leadership positions. And then when you're filling these leadership positions, you got to look at what could be sticky and what won't work. And what would work? So, meaning, what ties does somebody have? What about businesses? All that kind of vetting that would take place anyway. But that goes into, that goes into what some of the considerations have to be. Even if there's somebody they think that would be perfect, what's happening with the sort of vetting process, I guess, because then even if somebody is on the list, maybe they're not quite right for the spot because of something that wasn't considered before as far as what their business life is, and if they can't put that on hold. So anyway, that's why there is this Trump Tower hustle. And it's funny because it's interesting to see the media is roped off and screaming things at everybody who comes in. It's like it reminds me of like a celebrity event. There's no red carpet, but it reminds me of that where you have people coming in and out, and occasionally Kellyanne Conway or somebody else comes over and they talk, like give the media a little crumb of something so they have something that they can use, but that's it. So there's no way to know the specifics. I mean, even Mitt Romney is meeting. So there are some people like Ted Cruz who definitely could end up in this administration. It's interesting because if you think of all the words that were said and the back and forth, a lot of that will get buried with these people, and it shows you that they can apparently bury that. Otherwise, because Trump makes the call, he doesn't have to have anyone in the cabinet that they don't want. There's nothing that there's no give me's, there's no give backs. This is all fresh territory. I mean, this is brand new. So there's not somebody who helped you along the way other than in personal life, but not in political life. Speaking of political life, Nancy Pelosi is in the fight of her political life. She, Tim Ryan, may end up taking her spot. And she says she has enough people to vote for, but it might not happen. Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, says he's going to challenge Pelosi to lead the party that's reeling from a brutal thumping in the election. She's the House Minority Leader. So she's the only woman to ever serve as House Speaker, and this comes then after more than a half dozen colleagues in recent years stopped challenging, didn't want to challenge. So he declared his candidacy hours after she told reporters she had support for more than two-thirds of the House's roughly 200 Democratic members. You have to have that. Ryan is 43. He's undeterred. He says the Democratic Party is disappointing, and the leadership is terrible. Over the last 18 years, he says, Democrats have only been in the majority of the House of Representatives for two terms, and last week's election results set it back even further, that we've lost over 60 seats since 2010. We have the fewest Democrats in state and federal offices since Reconstruction. Because of the fear, the disillusionment, we owe it to the constituents to listen and to bring a new voice into leadership. I agree with that. If they're smart, they gut the Democratic Party and they do something completely different. It makes no sense whatsoever to keep the same old there. So he may win because there were a lot of problems with the way they ran the campaign, and they're paying for it. That's why we've got Republicans across the board. So Donald Trump might have surprised a few people, but it makes sense if you look at what the Democrats were doing. How about this? A group of House Democrats, speaking of Democrats, called on the president to pardon about 750,000 young undocumented immigrants who were temporarily shielded from deportation under his executive order. And this shows that concern about a shift in immigration, the policy. One of the representatives from California held a news conference and said, by no fault of their own, these Americans are prisoners in their own country, living their daily lives, not knowing if they'll be deported to another country. They're called dreamers. Sometimes they're referred to as dreamers. And remember, they gave up fingerprints, relatives' home addresses when they applied for protection under that executive order. They got two-year work permits that were renewable, Social Security cards as part of the program. Now Democrats are concerned that that information could be used to facilitate deportations. I think it's a pretty good chance that that's going to happen. So the people that lined up gave the information easy pickings. Republican Senators Jeff Flake from Arizona, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina are among the people this week who said they likely need to take some action to address their status, particularly those 2-year permits start to expire. There will be people timed out, so the issue will be forced upon them for right away. And that's what I think. I think it's already going to be forced upon them, period. Because you've got a lot of people in the program who are calling up saying they have no idea. I mean, Obama has deported more people, did you know this, than any other prior president, formally removing almost 2.8 million since taking office, 2 million under George W. Bush went, and 870,000 under Bill Clinton. Guess what? We're going to the movies next on America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
America, it's time to take it to the movies. I will tell you this, if you are looking, if you're a Marvel comic book fan, I did see Doctor Strange, and I thought it was great. I like that kind of thing, though. And my friend, one of my friends is a big fan of Benedict Cumberbatch, so we, three of us, went to go and see it. And it was actually pretty good, pretty decent effects, and I thought the movie was pretty good, and it was worth it. It was entertaining, it was worth it. He's a superhero, yada, yada, yada. And of course, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 90%, got pretty high marks across the board. I say thumbs up if you like that sort of thing. He plays a great superhero, it's entertaining, it keeps your attention, you can catch it on when it's streaming, too, on Netflix eventually, which will get there, or some other service. At the movies, being released now, coming out, brand new, Manchester by the Sea. Take a listen.
If you could take one guy to an island with you and you knew you'd be safe because he was the best man, he was going to keep you happy, if it was between me and your father, who would you take?
My daddy.
I didn't think you're wrong about that.
What happened to my brother?
So that's the elite chamber. Which part are you having trouble with?
Well, I can't be his guardian.
Well, your brother provided for your nephew's upkeep.
I think
the idea was that you would relocate.
Relocate to where?
Well, if you look, it was my impression that you'd spent a lot of time here.
I see, I'm just a beggar.
Lee, nobody can appreciate what you've been through. And if you really feel you can't take this on, you know, that's your right.
Where are we going, to the orphanage?
Shut up.
Can't obey your orders until you unlock the door.
Whatever you decide, he can always stay with us if he wants to come up weekends.
Do you want to be his guardian?
Well,
he doesn't want to be my guardian, for Christ's sake.
Got a house, but we're trying to lose some kids at this point.
Hello, Lee. I just wanted to call and say I'm sorry. How's Patrick doing?
Well, he doesn't really open up with me. You actually have sex with these girls?
Strictly basement business.
What does that mean?
It means I'm working on it.
You don't want to be my guardian? That's fine with me.
Not that. It's just the logistics.
All my friends are here. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor in Quincy. What the hell do you care where you live?
A lot of terrible things to you.
My heart was broken, and I know yours is broken too.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing there.
That's not true.
I think there's something wrong with me.
Do you want me to call your friends?
No.
What do you want me to do? Bother you. I'm gonna just sit there until you calm down.
All right, I'm calming now.
Would you please just go away?
No.
All right, Manchester by the Sea, 2 hours, 17 minutes. It's a long movie, rated R, and you could tell the death of a brother, Casey Affleck, shocked. He becomes the guardian of his teenage nephew. He takes a leave of his job. He's a janitor, and he returns to Manchester by the Sea. It's a fishing village. And the rest goes on from there. The story unfolds. It looks like it'd be a pretty cleverly done movie. One that you could probably wait for on, you know, to stream. Which is not a knock on Casey Affleck. I like him. I think he's a solid actor. Ben Affleck's younger brother. And some of the other people in that movie as well. But I think you could wait for that one. All right, the next one, I'm just going to give you the shortened title. It's Beast. Check it out.
It was like a ghost. I saw its eyes, shining white eyes, and it dove down underground.
Strange things going on all over the city. People behind this are not like you and me. There's a hidden society. It goes back centuries.
Yesterday, a wizard entered New York with a case. A case full of magical creatures. And unfortunately, some have escaped.
You brought Matt home.
That's Mrs. Commander. He's lost something. I'm going to help him find.
We're going to recapture my creatures before they get hurt. They're currently in alien terrain, surrounded by millions of the most vicious creatures on the planet. Humans.
Magical beasts are terrorizing nomadges. When nomadges are afraid, they attack. Contain this, and it'll mean war.
Put this on it.
Why would I have to wear something like this?
Because your skull is susceptible to breakage under immense force.
But there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
I want to be a wizard.
All right, this is going to be a new blockbuster from Warner Brothers, J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So Eddie Redmayne is the star of it. Think crazy characters, Fantastic Beast, and you get the idea. She, you know, J.K. Rowling needed something to do after the success of Harry Potter. It actually looks pretty good. All right, finally, our last one will trail out with this, Edge of 17.
Hey.
Busy.
I don't want to take up a ton of your time, but I'm going to kill myself. I just thought that an adult should know.
Wow. Well, actually, I was writing my own suicide note just now. I have 32 fleeting minutes of happiness during lunch, which has been eaten up again and again by the same especially badly dressed student. And I finally thought I would rather have the dark nothingness.
There are two types of people in the world. The people who naturally excel at life.
Golden boys,
And the people who hope all those people die in a big explosion. Look at that stupid shirt my brother's wearing. When I was 13, it was clear which side of the equation I was on. But that's what best friends are for. Nick is like right there. God, Juby made him so hot. And I had Krista.
Krista! Oh my God!
My brother? Seriously? I can't help how I feel. You turn into a completely different person.
Why don't you try being positive?
Well, I'm gonna write down the next thing you're gonna say.
I'm not playing your little games, Nadine.
Congratulations.
You have all the answers, don't you?
No, which is why I wish I had a mother who would notice.
When I was younger, so what did I do to make such a perfect kid? Today,
I never need. Are you having a problem today, Nadine?
Several. I don't really have any friends at the moment.
Tell me if you can.
Life isn't fair sometimes, Nadine, okay? You gotta get over it.
Don't be awkward.
Life's about taking risks. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there.
Nick, I like you. I want you to put your mouth on my tits. We can do it in the Petland stockroom. God, I can't send this. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God, no. Oh,
it's not so bad. I just want to be with you. I want you to put your mouth on my tits. I want to feel you inside.
Oh,
God, we can do it in the Petland's stockroom.
Oh, my God, say something. Please help me.
You need to watch out for run-on sentences.
Edge of 17, 94% Rotten Tomatoes, a drama, comedy, 1 hour, 44 minutes. Thanks to Jason and Daniel. Stay with us. More to come your way next.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive a little later.
Once again, I say this all the time, but I couldn't be more proud of the people who listen to America Tonight. Many of you have varying political opinions, which is great, because remember, I always say this, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, somebody who hates labels, somebody who still wants to see another party, however you see yourself. And sometimes it has nothing to do with politics whatsoever. There's just something on your mind having to do with something else going on in the country, not necessarily politically related. And you send me your thoughts, and I think that's terrific. So on that, let's not stand here waiting for it to happen to us. Let's open that door and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one is from Holly. She says, Kate, I have listened to your show. I wish more people would call in support of the previous administration, because I know they're out there and I've heard them at times. David in San Francisco, who I think is probably that in-between guy that you're talking about. And I know that people write you notes, but I guess that people feel like they'll get mocked in so many cases when they call other radio shows. So congratulations to you for trying to really elicit the discussion in all sorts of directions. The problem for me with President-elect Donald Trump is the fact that he had such a nasty campaign, and there were so many low blows, and the language on the bus, and, you know, I'm not even a prude, but that was not locker room language, and he is a misogynist. Whatever people think, it is the definition of a misogynist, and even if you support him, look up the word and tell me what you think. And I suppose because you think it's for the greater good, you just wash that out, or some people just wash that away, but I have problems with his character, and it's a shame that the Office of the Presidency was reduced to that, because it should not have been. I think you're going to see a tsunami of women, Republican women and Democratic women, who are going to stand up and want to be heard and are going to be part of this new movement, and somebody will emerge, somebody will run. I heard you say, when somebody asked the question, that I think there would be a female president, you said you didn't think in your lifetime there would be one. I think it's going to be the opposite because of the furor over electing someone like Donald Trump. Hallie, that's interesting. I think there is a backlash, a female backlash a little bit, but it's hard for me to judge on what scale, because I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of women and men, and I've seen that. I've had some of those conversations, and you're right, not as much on the air. Some people have sent emails, but I still don't think so. I don't think that I'll see that. I could be completely wrong. And listen, for me, I want the most qualified person. So would I love to see female president? Absolutely. Somebody who's terrific, that people rally around, that is qualified in whatever that is. So absolutely. You know, Condoleezza Rice was the name that came up a lot, and she didn't want any parts of that. She had other ambitions, but it would have been interesting to see if she had run years ago, what would have happened and the backing that she would have gotten, but she didn't. And there have been other, remember Elizabeth Dole years and years ago, she was somebody that was running, and there was some interest in Elizabeth Dole, but at the time she definitely wasn't strong enough to win that election. But, you know, there may be somebody that emerges, yes, on either side. And I do think you're right. There's kind of a ground swelling. It's hard for me to tell, like I said, but it is interesting. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Joey. Hi, Kate. Did you see what CNN said about the voicemails that they got about the election and the outcome of the election and how people felt? Yeah, I did. CNN posted a whole thing on the different people, and people who voted for Trump, people who voted for Clinton. I was reading some of them, so I'm kind of glad you brought that up. I was reading them. They're printed, I think, on CNN. But I was reading one. I'm for the wall. I think that should happen. This is somebody who voted for Trump, somebody who was 29. Let's see. I was going through them. It's funny that I picked this email. Somebody who voted for Clinton, it feels like a death. I'm mourning the loss of somebody I love, but the country I love. Here's one, a guy from New York, who says, optimism is hard. When my 8-year-old son asked me this morning, how come the Nazis are coming back? Ooh. Voted for Clinton. Voted for Trump. Here's someone who voted for Trump, Eric in Pennsylvania. I think Trump's going to do a good job. So all kinds of people from all different backgrounds talking about, you know, how they feel. Here's somebody else who voted for Trump. For the first time, I have left a voting station and felt uneasy about my decision. Wow. But voted for Trump. I guess there's obviously, look, there's unknowns. There's unknowns with anyone that we elect. That's the truth. And the part of this administration that's scary is you don't know. I mean, there is no scorecard. Some people would say that's a good thing. Remember with Obama, in running Obama, he had no track record in Congress. A lot of times when somebody runs for president, if they've got a track record of voting and you're trying to please all these different parts of the party, that makes it much more difficult, because your voting record, whatever the voting record is that you have, even if you stand on your voting record, then there's people who say, well, they voted for this and I didn't agree with this, and, you know, whatever. In other words, they have skins on the wall, and it's not always easy to get elected that way. So there's no skins on the wall here. We don't know. I mean, we only know what we think we know. And Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with Carl Higbee, who's a former Navy SEAL. You might have seen him on Fox and CNN. He's been somebody who's been a go-to guy on many, many cable outlets. And he served two tours in Iraq, and he wants to be part of this administration. He's exchanged emails with the president-elect, and he has some interesting thoughts on what happened on election night, what's going on in the Middle East, etc. All right, how about this? This was from James, has nothing to do with politics. He says, Kate, did you know that the Duck Dynasty show was canceled? I just saw that the other day. I was reading something, maybe the USA Today. I don't know what it was, but it's one of the sources, things I read that are all over the place. And yes, it's the end of the Robertson family. I guess they've done 5 years, 130 episodes, and it was a huge hit for A&E. There's no question about that. But after this season, it's done. It premiered in 2012, and it was getting just huge ratings, you know, 1.5 million listeners, original episodes, like somewhere in that ballpark. But now it's fallen off. And of course, that's what happens in television. You cycle around for however long. And that was a phenomenon. There's no question about it. I'm sure A&E at the time couldn't have been happier. And yeah, so it is the end of Duck Dynasty. What will be interesting is to see will they try to spin off into something else or somewhere else. I don't know, because television is consumed so differently now. It really is. It's like radio. People kept talking about the possible death of radio because of Sirius, and people were going to get it in their cars, and they were going to only get what they wanted to get. But then I think that was greatly exaggerated because people want to hear radio, even younger people. They do want to flip around. They do want to listen to stations that I'm on right now. And even though there is other ways to consume it, some of you are consuming this through an app, through sitting there listening to your computer. However, streaming live, which is fabulous, still radio is incredibly viable. Television, there's that many more outlets. How many cable stations do we have? A crazy amount of cable stations is what we have. I can't even, half the time when I'm looking for something, because I'm not watching like Mega 2, but when I'm looking for something, I can't find it. I don't know what the stations are. Can you memorize 1,800 stations? And maybe that's part of it. I don't know. So that's why it was so amazing, the Dynasty run, because of the fact that they were able to break through the clutter in television and get the kind of ratings that they got. How about this one from Carl, who says, Kate, I remember you covered the Muhammad Ali death. I heard you on the radio doing something else and you were talking about it. Did you see that LeBron James has donated money to the exhibition? Yes. I just read this story. He's giving over $2 million for an exhibit that's going to be at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture in D.C. And it makes complete sense. I mean, it makes complete sense of Muhammad Ali. People would, I think, just eat that up. But James said the reason he did it is every professional athlete, regardless of their race and gender, owes a huge debt and gratitude to Muhammad Ali. His legacy should be studied and revered by generations. And he said he was honored to partner with the Smithsonian to celebrate an influential figure in our nation's history. So good for LeBron James. The Smithsonian, for people who don't know, is made up of a whole bunch of different museums. It's one of the coolest places to go to. If you haven't gone there, put it on your bucket list, because anything and everything is there, like the Air and Space Museum. And then, of course, this museum as well is part of it, the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And it's very cool and good for LeBron James for supporting that and helping the Smithsonian. All right, remember, you can always send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Carl Higbee coming up next with thoughts on Steve Bannon here on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
To welcome to our show, Carl Higbee. We're going to talk about Steve Bannon. You know, people are trying to figure out, with everything that's being said in the media, who is Steve Bannon if they don't know much about him. And Carl, you have known Steve Bannon. And when people look at Steve Bannon, one of the things I guess they don't know is, I guess, his Navy background. Tell us what you know about Steve Bannon's background, where you can fill in the blanks that I think people realizing to this program that's nationwide and beyond our borders don't know.
Well, here's the thing is, I mean, like, I don't personally know Steve Bannon. You know, I've exchanged maybe a dozen emails with him in my lifetime. But the one thing is, I took an early interest in his involvement in the Trump campaign because of his success. I mean, look, this is a guy who spent 10 years in the U.S. Navy. He then went to Goldman Sachs and rose through the ranks there, started his own company, became highly successful on his own company, including shows like Seinfeld, which was, you know, one of his babies.
Right.
And then he moved into Breitbart. I mean, this guy has literally conquered every industry he's been in. Now, the fundamental thing about the media, which I'm sure you understand, is when someone's nervous about something, when someone's threatened, the first thing they do is attack the character of someone. And that's exactly what they're doing with Steve Bannon. They're making false claims and things like that. Like I said, I don't really know the guy. But I do believe in the fact that this is a guy who Trump has brought alongside of him to run the world's biggest business, which is the American economy. And I think he's perfectly fit for the job.
Yeah, and you think, as you said, what happens, and certainly, look, Democrats and Republicans know this happens because it happens all the way around with the character assassinations. But based on what you just said, and even with those email exchanges, what I heard is he's someone, he gets back to people, he's thorough in what he does, and he is not what he's being painted out to be.
No, absolutely. And what is the biggest complaint right now in the media is that, you know, he might be this anti-Semite, but this is the guy who complimented Israel, who complimented Bibi Netanyahu, who, you know, said that this is like the beacon of hope. So, I mean, all these claims about him are completely false. And like I said, you know, the guy is just somebody who wants to save America. I mean, you look at his publications on Breitbart. Sure, every single publication throughout history has had some sort of edgy coverage on something, but it doesn't mean he wrote it. He was just overseeing it. And when I look at my country, I want a guy running it who's A, served in the military, B, served in the private sector, and C, succeeded at all of them. And he has, so I can't imagine a guy who fits the bill any better.
Yeah. I'd be remiss not to talk about this because, you know, we're talking about overseas and what it's going to look like, the new policies of President-elect Donald Trump. And you're a former Navy SEAL. Thank you for your service. You did two combat deployments to Iraq in 2007 and 2009. You were part of that team. You led the team to capture the infamous Butcher of Fallujah. When you think back to that, and, you know, we talked about Bannon, him being in the Navy. When you think back to giving up that wrestling career and jumping in to become a Navy SEAL, that's quite a transition. What was that like, you know, your time in Iraq? I think people also don't understand what's happening there.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and any number of other places where we're battling this infestation of ISIS is fundamentally misunderstood. And the big thing here is I would absolutely love to be a part of helping some sort of dynamic part of the defense war here to protect us. But the dynamics here is this war in Iraq, we let the American media dictate how the war is actually going, regardless of facts. So they dictated that to an electorate who elected people like Barack Obama, who, you know, essentially ran on ending the war with no goal in sight. And I see someone, you know, like Donald Trump, for instance, when he builds a building, he finds out how many floors, how many people, how many rooms, how much it's going to cost, and what the timeline is. If you asked our generals, our commanding generals, who, bless their heart, we had great men and women serving at all ranks of the United States military, but they can't give you an answer on any one of those topics. They can't say how many people. They can't give you a timeline. They can't give you a budget. And this is a fundamental failure of a bureaucracy. And that's what it is. It's a bureaucratic problem. No one's held their feet to the fire. You bring in someone like Steve Bannon or Donald Trump who have run businesses, they're going to say, hey, military, what is the end result? And how are we going to achieve it? And how much is it going to cost? And how many people do you think are going to die? Like, these are things that we need to focus on as a country, and especially in the Defense Department. We absolutely must be asking these questions prior to entering a conflict, because when we don't have those questions in line, we allow the national media, which is not, let's be honest, not on the side of generally of the U.S. military, they're going to dictate what the public hears rather than what is actually happening. And then you end up losing the PR war, which ultimately makes you lose the war.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, in talking about ISIS, and it's, of course, ISIS has been around for a lot longer than people know now, just as part of the conversation, but I've talked to soldiers who say, listen, we knew plenty about ISIS a decade ago, and it was allowed to thrive and survive. How real is that threat, the ISIS threat, that people, again, don't understand?
Yeah, well, and this is another perception of the mainstream media, is there's four factions in Syria right now, and ISIS is a conglomerate of one of those four factions. We had Assad, which used chemical weapons on his own people, and that broke off into the rebel force. Now, we didn't understand who the rebel force was, who they were fighting for, what they wanted, and so some of them were fighting Assad, but some of them were actually ISIS, Saddam dissidents, who came down, and we were arming these people without having any idea who they were. They became ISIS. They took the arms that we gave them, fought some of the rebels, took more of the arms that we were giving to the rebels. Then they started fighting the Kurds, which are fundamentally our only real sort of ally in Iraq and Syria to fight this radical jihadist movement. Now, ISIS or any type of extreme part of Islam has been around since 700 AD. It's not like a new enemy. It just goes by different names here and there. So what the public doesn't understand is that this threat will continue to pop up. It's like whack-a-mole until you, A, eliminate the ideology, which is realistically not possible, or B, pound the people who are carrying
Yeah, absolutely. And the whack-a-mole thing is pretty scary, too, when you think about it. And we've seen you before, Carl, of course, on Fox News and CNN, and you've talked about a lot of different elements leading up to the campaign. You've talked about, obviously, what's happening in the Middle East, etc. The election night over a week ago, when you saw the results start to come in, what did you think?
I was so proud. I was so happy. And, you know, I was at the victory party, and I was, you know, watch them walk in. And it was funny. As Donald Trump succeeded against all the media, all the pundits, all the pollsters, all the, you know, the both parties essentially ran against him. I mean, Rince Priebus was there, but essentially the heads of all the parties ran against him. This is a guy who still won, and that was in large part because of people like Steve Bannon coming, Kellyanne Conway coming in. But I was just so proud to be a part of something that is such a blatant movement, because if you went out and polled half, you know, all of America, you probably would not get an honest answer of how they voted, because people were afraid to vote for Donald Trump because they see the direction of the country going the way that it shouldn't go, and they're not willing to admit that publicly. But when that voting booth closed, they voted for Donald Trump because they said, I want to save my country.
Yeah, you think people won't be disappointed in the end, the people who didn't vote for him?
I think usually you have like a 2 or 3 year buffer zone before a president becomes, let's say, effective, and you start seeing their policies roll out. But we have the Congress, the Senate, and the presidential, and the executive branch. This hasn't happened in like 90 years or something like that. So this is our chance. Like, we need to, Ted Cruz said it this morning, we need to put up or shut up. And this is a guy who knows how to get things done in the executive branch. He's going to need Congress. But mark my words, if he starts putting bills forward that are pro-American, you know, tax cuts and job plans, things like that, and Congress doesn't pass them, or they try to pass them with their earmarks and this and that, Donald Trump has the spine to call them out and say, you guys aren't doing something in the interest of America. You're doing it in the interest of your lobbyists and your donors and things like that. So this is going to be the effective thing. And I think in a year's time, you're going to see the perception of Donald Trump on a not only a national but a global scale greatly change. And I think they're going to appreciate a lot of what he's doing.
You ran for Congress. Will you run again? Will you try again to get into politics?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally not off the table. Right now, I have to figure out exactly what's going on, whether or not this administration will be gracious enough to let me be a part of it, and, you know, it's definitely in the cards. I'd love to. Anything that my country needs, that comes first to me.
So we may see you as one of those 4,000 people in the transition with the new Trump administration?
I couldn't say either way. I've certainly offered my services to them, but like I said, this is entirely their decision. We'll see what they offer, and I'd be honored to help any way I could.
All right, Carl Higbee, thanks so much for stopping by on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.